Hello, good day. Am I speaking with Nikita Baum?
Yes, sir.
Hello, ma'am. Good day. This is Santiago with the NEC intake line on our recorded line. We're experiencing a heavy call volume right now, and I didn't want to make you wait. If my information here is correct, you, a friend, or a family member are interested in filing a claim for the NEC tort?
Yes.
To confirm, we can speak to you now and contact you at this number. In accordance with our privacy policy, please state your full name and then say yes.
Nikita Vaughn, yes.
Thank you, Ms. Vaughn. And also to confirm with you, are you currently being represented by an attorney?
No.
Thank you. And let me check with you the details. We already have on file. First of all, the spelling of your first and last name. I have Nikita. Last name, Vaughn.
Yes.
Thank you. For your contact number, I have 313-308-7307.
Yes.
Thank you. And what will be your email address?
Cookie, COOKIE, V as in Victor, AUGHN, dot C as in cat, V as in Victor, at gmail.com. Excuse me. I'm coming down from a cold.
No worries, man. Thank you very much for that information. And you're willing to file the claim on behalf of?
My daughter, Treasure Stone.
Treasure Stone? Thank you.
Yes.
What will be her date of birth?
August 19th, 2011.
And the baby was diagnosed with NEC, correct?
Yes.
Do you remember the date when she was diagnosed?
I believe it was October 2nd. Not October, I'm sorry, September.
Okay, sorry, September 2nd. Of 2011, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you have the last four digits of her social security number?
Let me check in my purse and see if I have a card with me. Oh, Lord. I keep most of the important papers in a safe at my daughter's house, so let me check.
Don't worry, take your time, no rush, ma'am. I'll be with you, and if you don't have it, don't worry.
Okay. I have 6 kids. I'm trying to see if I can memorize it. So the oldest is 5737. I believe it may be 1149. Because I can't find the social security card. See if I took a picture of my phone. I'm so sorry for you. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, it's 7293.
Thank you very much. 7293. And was she diagnosed with NEC while you were still at the hospital, or did you get to leave the hospital and then return for the diagnosis?
I left the hospital.
Sorry, you didn't get to leave the hospital, right? You were all the time at the
hospital. No, I was out of the hospital.
Out of the hospital, sorry.
Yeah, I was discharged already.
Okay. Thank you very much for that information. And one more time to confirm with you, you have not retained an attorney for this case, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Was she diagnosed with any additional condition besides NEC? For example, death, developmental delays, growth failure, intestinal stricture, meningitis, peritonitis, poor neurodevelopment, sepsis, short bowel?
No. The only thing she has a problem with is her weight gain. And, like, problems with gas.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And what was the doctor that treated Treasure for the NEC condition?
Dr. James Steiger. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom. Oh, you already got it?
No, F as in Frank, T as in Tom.
S as in Sam. Sam. S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E-I-G-E-R. It was a pediatrician.
And in which hospital was she?
Beaumont Children's Hospital. I'm sorry, Beaumont Children's Hospital.
Do you know the address?
Hold on, let me Google it. I know it's on West 13 Mile in Royal Oak. Let me Google the numbers. West 13 Mile Road, Royal Oak, Michigan, 48073.
Thank you very much. Do you have the phone number by any chance for the hospital or the doctor?
No, I can go back and go to the Google. I just cleared it out. Hold on.
No, don't worry. In that case, I can look it up from my end for both of them. So don't worry. Please bear with me a couple of minutes. I'm going to double check the doctor's information and the hospital information, and I'll be right back with you as well.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much for your patience. Sorry for the delay. Ms. Vaughn, could you double check the doctor's name once again for me?
Jane Steiger.
STEIGER, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Allow me a couple more minutes and I'll be right back with you. Sorry, you said the doctor was a male or a female?
Female. Jane.
Female. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Sorry about the delay, Ms. Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember what was Treasure's weight when she was born?
I believe it was 4 pounds.
Thank you. And with how many weeks was she born?
32.
Thank you. Do you have online access to the baby's medical records and feeding schedule?
I gave you permission to get it from the clinic. But I was feeding her, like...
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. We were giving her like 2 to 3 ounces for every like 2 to 3 hours. But I authorize you to pull the records from the hospital if that's what you need.
Well, in this case, we cannot get your authorization because that would be private information. I mean, medical records. Only the mother or the father could request the baby's medical records in this case. If you want, we can have one of our team members to help you with the process, probably do a three-way call with the hospital or with the doctor's office or the doctor, to have him send you the records probably in a couple of days. And once you have them, you can send us a picture so we can add them to your record here in our system. But, they won't send us the records directly to us. It's only to the mother or the father of the baby.
Okay.
Okay. So if you want, we can have one of our team members to help you out with that process, or if you want to do it on your end, well, that's also an option. So let me know.
Okay.
Is it okay with you if one of our team members gets in touch with you to help you with this process to request the medical records?
No, I can probably get it.
You'll get it on your end? Okay, no problem.
What?
And do you remember which type of formula she was prescribed at the hospital?
Neosure.
Thank you. And what will be the baby's address or the address that you would like to register for this claim?
2275 East Larned Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48207.
Sorry, can you repeat the street name once again?
Larned, L-A-R-N-E-D.
And the zip code?
48207.
Thank you very much. And what will be your date of birth?
10/13/1978.
And what will be the last four digits of your social security number?
5943.
Thank you. Okay, so allow me just 1 minute. Okay, so now we will go through our verification process to confirm your identity for this claim. This system is called the Enhanced Identification System. It will be five questions about yourself, multiple choice answers. I'll read you the questions and the possible answers, and you let me know the best option to choose for each one of the questions. And it is very important that we have in mind that the system will give us 2 minutes to go through the five questions. If we run out of time, the system will fail the authentication.
Okay,
so if it is okay with you, I'm about to start with the five questions, multiple choice answers, and the two-minute timer, Ms. Juan?
Yes.
Thank you. So, which of these hospitals is closest to your address on Larned Street? Sinai Grace Hospital, St. John Providence, National Hospital, or Children's Hospital, Michigan?
Children's Hospital, Michigan.
Thank you. And in which city is North Catherine Street? Blufford, Lansing, McCook, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which street have you lived on? Maple Ridge Avenue, Apple Ridge Street, Calder Boulevard, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And which street have you lived on? Traverse Street, Freycourt, Parmel Way, or none of the above?
Traverse Street.
Thank you. And which cross street is the closest to your address on Larned Street? Cantervale Avenue, St. Aubin Street, Messina Street, or 30th Street?
St. Aubin Street.
Thank you very much. Okay, great. So we just passed the authentication process, Ms. Vaughn. Now, is it possible for you to send us a picture of the front of your state ID and or the front of your driver's license, and also a copy of your daughter's birth certificate so we can add it to your record.
Okay, let me get my driver's license out of my purse.
Okay, sure. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, have my driver's license. I have her security card. I mean, her birth certificate. I know I just had her birth certificate. I have my driver's license, but I'm just looking for the birth certificate.
Sure, don't worry. Take your time, man. No rush. I'll bear with you. If by any chance we get disconnected, I'll call you back right away.
Okay. There's so many papers just laying around. Oh, I really need to do some cleaning before the holidays. No, I just hate it. Well, I have a picture of it in my phone. Can I just send you that?
How long would you think you need for the birth certificate? We're going to require both of them for the next step of the process.
Oh, no. I said I already have a picture of it in my phone. So
oh,
I can send
yeah,
it to you.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, sure, that works.
Okay.
Okay. So if you want, I can provide you with a phone number so you can text us the pictures, or I can provide you with our email address if you would like to send them through email.
No, the phone number's fine.
Okay, let me know when you're ready to take it down or to type it in, and I'll spell it out for you.
Okay, so I'm getting the pen. Okay, I'm ready.
It will be 844.
Mm-hmm.
9-7-1-0-7-7-3.
Let me read it back once again. 844-971-0773. Yep, 844-971-0773. And I am about to send it. You need me to send it right now?
Yes, please. Let me know once you send it so I can double check with the ID team.
Okay. Just be a second. I'm kind of old age here, so in order for I have to add the number to send it. That's the only way I know how to do it.
Okay, don't worry, man. Take your time. No rush.
Photos. Okay. Now, here's the birth certificate coming through first. And now let me go back to the pictures. And here is my driver license coming through next. And they're both sent.
Thank you very much. So while I get that confirmation, let me ask you, Ms. Vaughn, do you certify that all the answers you have provided are accurate, complete, and truthful to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Thank you very much, ma'am. So in a few seconds, you should be receiving an email, or it could also show up as a text message with a form for you to fill out with some additional information. Please let me know once you get it. It should be listed as Zoho Sign, C as in Zulu, O-H-O Sign, or it could also show up as AuthenticFlow.
Okay, yeah, something just came through as AuthenticFlow.
Yeah, so that will be the one. Let me know once you get to the document and you see the first page where it says fraud disclosure and consent, and let me know and I'll guide you through on how we need to fill out this document.
Okay, it says document info, document name, fraud disclosure. Okay, proceed to document. Ooh, this is so little. Okay,
To zoom in on your phone screen if you need to, as you do on any other document.
Okay. Okay, I'm at the part where it says signature, but it's, oh, I gotta check it and agree, I'm sorry. Okay, agreement. Why isn't it letting me put my signature in? I'm clicking on the little green box. So,
do you see a green button at the top or bottom right hand side that says agree and continue on the terms and conditions?
Yeah, I see it at the bottom.
Okay, so once you click on that green button, agree and continue, you will be able to start filling out the document. So on the first field, after you click on agree and continue, where it says I and then your name, after your name, you're going to click after your name, and we're going to add a space and then the letters O-B-O, O as in octopus, B as in Bravo, O as in octopus.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to have to go back then, because I just clicked on it and they put my signature up there, so hold on. Okay, I'm on the part where it said fraud disclosure and consent, and I clicked on a box, and my name came up. It says, I'm Nikita Vaughn, from the everything I disclosed, could pertain, whatever.
So,
yeah, I get down to the part.
On that first page where it says your name, please click on top of your name, and after your name, we're going to add something else. So, where it says I, and then it says, where it says I, Nikita Vaughn, and then you're going to add a space, and then the letters O-B-O, like O as in octopus.
O, B as in boy.
B as in Bravo. Yeah, B as in boy, O as in octopus again. O-B-O, that stands
okay.
For on behalf of, and then your daughter's name, Treasure Stone. So all together would show Nikita Vaughn, OBO, Treasure Stone.
Okay, I'm Nikita Vaughn, OBO, Treasure Stone. Confirm that. Okay, so what do I do now?
Exactly. So now at the bottom of that same page, bottom left corner, you will have a signature field. If it's showing a signature, when you click on it, you will get a pop-up with a signature option. If you already selected a signature, you'll need to select the edit option once you click on top of the signature. And you're going to change the name on the signature, do the same. Add the OBO and then your daughter's name. So the signature will be same as the name on the document. Your name, OBO,
okay.
Your daughter's name. Thank you.
Oh, edit. O-B-O, treasure, stone, and then I did that, but if they edit that, and so do I push okay?
Yes, so once you select one of the signatures, you can press okay, or select one of the three samples of the signatures that you have underneath. And you can use that one to sign throughout the whole document. After that, on the next page where it says HIPAA and Notice of Privacy Practices, besides the name, that will be your name, OBO, your daughter's, everything else will be regarding your daughter. So it will be her date of birth, her gender, and her marital status, that in this case would be the last option, unmarried, that will be same as single.
Okay, what it's taking me to is, okay, now I see that. Well, no, it's taking me all the way down to the acknowledgement page. Did I go down too far?
Yes, a little bit. We are talking about the second page in this case, HIPAA and Notice of Privacy Practices.
Okay. Okay, where it says patient details. Okay, I got it. So.
Yeah, so that will be your daughter's, besides the full name, that will be your OBO, your daughter's. The date of birth, the gender, and the marital status will be regarding your daughter's information. So her date of birth, and in this case, unmarried, for her marital status.
Her date of birth. I'm trying to type it in, 08.
You need to select it from the calendar. So when you click on the...
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, I'm trying to type it in and keep going out.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to go all the way.
So on the right-hand side where you see the calendar icon on that field, when you click on it, you will get a pop-up with today's date. So you can click at the top on the year, 2024. You can click twice on top of 2024, and it will change for a year-only calendar. That way you can go back to the year of birth first, then the month, and lastly the date.
Okay, I got it. Okay, yep, I got it. And it's now taking me down to the acknowledgement page where it goes signature.
So acknowledgement, that will be your information. Well, the signature, your signature, OBO, your daughter's, the last four digits of your social.
My social, right?
Again. Yeah, your social. And
okay.
Where it says date of birth underneath the patient would be also your date of birth. And where it says medical diagnosis, that will be for NEC, the condition that she was diagnosed.
Okay. Now, when I got to the part where the last word is on my social security number, I put that. When I got the patient signature, it did the Nikita Von OBO Treasure Stone again.
Yes, that's okay. That's okay. The signature like that is okay. And also where it says patient, if it says your name and her name, that's okay. And where
okay,
it's the date of birth, it will be your date of birth in this.
Okay, that's what I was getting to, because it popped up treasures again. So this time I put my date of birth in there.
Yes, for this field, it will be your date of birth.
Ooh, you know how far back I got to go back to get to 1978?
You can click at the top on the year one more time, and it will change for a year-only calendar.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, wow. So. October and 13. Oh, Lord, it came up 1980. Jesus Christ. Who are these phones? Okay, I got it. Now I'm down to the medical diagnosis part.
That will be for NEC. N is in November, E is in Echo, C is in Charlie for the medical diagnosis.
Okay. I'm done with that part.
So then at the bottom on the last page where it says consent and release form, on the right-hand side where it says tort type, you're going to select NEC from the drop-down list. And after that,
okay,
at the bottom.
On the last page, where it says consent and release, okay? So I'm going to go to the bottom.
on the right, on the right-hand side at the top on the right-hand side, right underneath consent and release form, you will see that it says tort type and a drop-down list when you click on top. So you're going to select NET.
Okay, got that.
And then at the bottom, you just need to type in your phone number. Everything else should automatically populate when you click on top of every other field.
Okay. 1-3-4-8-7-3-0-7. Signature. Okay, the signature is still coming up on behalf of Treasure Stone. Is that fine?
Yeah, that's correct. That's perfect. Don't worry.
Okay. The date and... Okay, email came up. Okay, everything's done. Now it's coming up at the top of my phone saying finish.
Yeah, so once you're done, you can click on finish at the top right-hand side of your screen or bottom right-hand side. And once you click on finish, it will give you a new page where you can print out the document, download it, or send it to your email so you can have it for your personal record.
Okay, I'm going to download it. As you can see, I can't keep up with papers too good.
Yeah, okay. You can download it or send it to your email, and you will have it. It's the same document that you just filled out, so you can have it for your record. And, well, now, please understand, Ms. Vaughn, that you will need to provide proof of the diagnosis and feeding schedule from the hospital. If you don't have this proof already, you will need to get it as soon as possible for your claim to proceed. When you obtain this proof, please take a picture and you can text it to the same number where you just sent us your ID and the birth certificate to the number 844-971-0773, or you can also send it to our email legalclaimsid@gmail.com.
Okay, hold on, write that down. So, legal.
Claims.
Well, I still have the...
Legal claims with an S at the end, then I as in India, D as in Denmark, so all together. legalclaimsid@gmail.com. Also,
okay.
Let me ask you the last question, Ms. Vaughn. How long after birth did your baby start experiencing symptoms of NEC?
It was like 3 weeks, maybe.
Thank you. And what treatments or surgeries were required for her NEC treatment?
Well, I know they did a surgery, they like cut up on her with her stomach. And then they had stopped. They stopped me from feeding her, and they started giving her food through the IV.
Thank you very much. And can you describe the specific instructions or care plan you received when your baby was discharged from the hospital?
I was told to, but they changed the formula by then. And I was told to just minimize the feedings to like every 3 to 4 hours and just monitor. And she had antibiotics I had to give her. And I'm trying to remember everything else. It's been so long.
Thank you very much. Don't worry. That's perfect, Ms. Vaughn. So, well, Ms. Vaughn, I will be posting your information to the claim specialist team. This team will be getting in touch with you in a few days. They are going to help us to find the attorney or the law firm to start working on your claim. When you have a word with them, it is very important that you have in mind that they are going to ask you if you are aware that in this case, the Similac NeoSure formula is a cow milk-based formula. So it is very important that you let them know that you are aware that Similac NeoSure is a cow milk-based formula, okay?
Okay.
So thank you very much for your help with today's information, and have a great evening, Ms. Wong.
You too, and thank you for your help.
Thank you, ma'am. My pleasure.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.